You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee. The show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. Well, y'all know me. I'm Eric Lee. And beside me is who?
Ronnie V, baby.
And who else?
Tanene.
Yes, and we are in the house. Thanks for tuning in to This Is How We See It. One thing that I didn't talk about last week, the week before last, whenever the last couple of shows we had, was not only did we pick a new president for the nation, but here in North Carolina, we voted for a new governor.
Yes.
And it was between Republican Pratt McCrory, who was the incumbent governor, and Roy Cooper, who was the Democratic nominee. And he is currently the attorney general for North Carolina. Well, Roy Cooper won the election. He won by a little over 5,000 votes. Well, now McCrory is challenging the election and filed lawsuits and stuff for like counties to recount all the ballots. I just heard that he lost. They decided not to recount in Wake County, Harnett County, and I think Durham County. All those counties was like, no, we're not recounting this because it was fair and square. You lost, and we're not counting all these thousands of ballots again.
Exactly.
And I think it's a lot more counties that he's trying to, you know, get them to recount. It was a tight race. It's like a little over 5,000 votes, I think, but 5,000 votes more is still 5,000 votes more.
Exactly.
You lost.
Deal with it.
Pack up. The governor's mansion. By the way, I hate the governor's mansion.
Why?
Here. It looks like a haunted house. Doesn't it look like a haunted house? Like, it doesn't look inviting. Like, I wouldn't want to go in.
They don't want nobody in.
I don't like, you know, they do tours there too. I don't think I would want to go in there. It's like doors would be slamming and windows would
cups be flying.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. A lot of people are saying that, which is what I thought, is that he was going to lose anyway because of HB2. Because, you know, how they did it, what it was about. And, you know, I think what it is that even though some people don't approve of certain people's lifestyles, they still don't want them to be discriminated against. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just because I don't agree, you know, with, you know, how you live your life doesn't mean that I want to see you discriminated against.
Exactly.
And I think that that's, you know, North Carolina came out and said, no, governor.
Part.
Exactly. Say, no, governor. We don't want, not to mention the money we lost.
Yeah.
Not to mention the companies that were going to come here and give jobs to people who decided, because of your discrimination, we're not coming.
And I totally agree.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. Governor, you know, you had your 4 years. Isn't it 4 years or 2 years for the governor? I think it's four. Mm-hmm. I think it's like the president. I think it's 4 years. You had your 4 years. And so, you know.
Deuces.
Yeah. North Carolina has spoken, just like the United States have spoken. And it's time for you to vacay.
Yeah.
Time for you to vacay.
Sayonara, arrivederci,
chabella. I love that part. She don't even know what we're talking about.
On the movie
Tanae does not know what we're talking about. On the movie Boomerang, when he was leaving and Halle Berry was doing all the ways you can say goodbye.
Yeah, okay. I remember.
All right.
He just wouldn't leave. Like you too.
No, he just kept saying, okay, see you later. And she said, okay, bye, Chabela. And then he said, okay, bye. And then she would say,
he just could have just walked away. He just kept backing up slowly. Halle Berry was already in the house. She could have just closed the door.
So I love her on that movie.
I do too. Anyway, you guys remember Philando Castile? Remember he was the one that got shot? He got pulled over by the cop in Minnesota. And his girlfriend and her 4-year-old daughter was in the car. And remember, he told the cop he had a gun and had a permit for the gun and went to, he said, you know, I'm reaching for my driver's license, and the guy shot him. And the police officer that shot him has been charged with second degree murder.
And should be.
See, we're getting charged and convicted. Confused. He's just charged.
Well, see, that's the thing. He is, but at least a charge is being brought. A lot of them don't even get charged. I mean, you know, a lot of them kind of, they refused to bring charges against him. I remember that, you know, she recorded it all on her video, on her phone. And I remember she kept saying, is he dead? You know, I remember, you know, it was such a tragedy.
Just imagine. I mean, exactly. Just sitting there with your child and then this happened. I mean, and he's telling him everything. It was no surprise
exactly.
or anything.
That's like I the
say,
thing.
You know, you always say, you know, it's the right way you got to do things. But even when you do things the right way, sometimes it just don't make a difference. I mean, people are, hey, I have this. I got my hands up. I'm not resisting.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter.
I mean, and to shoot in a car where a four-year-old
Yeah, the bullet could have went through. It could have ricocheted. It could have done anything.
He didn't care. He didn't care.
He should be on three counts.
That's what I said. Well, he has been charged with second-degree manslaughter. His name is Geronimo Yanis.
That's the problem right there, named Geronimo.
Yeah, he's been ready to prove something all his life.
Right.
Yeah.
From that name.
So we shall see if something happens out of that. We will bring you that story. Trump. Did you guys see his 60 Minutes interview?
I refuse. Anything that she says.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, it was, I thought it was a very good interview.
Turn your mic off
No, it was. But here's why I say that. Because it was without all of the rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. You mean all of this?
That he normally is, you know, on the campaign trail that he had. Everything you see now of him, none of that. You don't see any of that. Mm. Which, as I was telling you last week, V, remember I told you the guy said that Donald Trump doesn't really believe that stuff that he was saying.
He's speaking from others.
That he knew that that's what was going to get him elected. So he used that he really doesn't believe it.
So he's a liar already.
Well, I think he, but don't all politicians play to their...
Just like we think that's his hair on his head.
It is his hair. It's just combed over. That's his real hair. Who else would have orange hair? I mean, really? That is his real hair. It's just, don't make that face. He does make that face, though. Oh, my God. That is a good Donald Trump face.
Yeah. Real duckish.
Yeah.
Well, some of the things that he was saying in the interview is like a departure of what he was saying during his campaign.
Like what?
Like, for instance, he said that he will not repeal all of the Affordable Care Act. He said that he will be changing some things. He said, but some of the stuff in there is really good. And he said, I'm going to keep it. So that's that's what he ran on, really. He ran on, I'm going to repeal Obamacare.
Yeah.
Well, he's not really going to repeal all of Obamacare. He's just going to repeal probably, and I would even say most of it. He probably might repeal it. He said that he will not deport 11 million immigrants.
What he gonna do, 9 million?
He said that he would deport 2 million, and they all have criminal records. So what he's saying is, I'm going to send the criminals out. Like,
I know it's over 2 million.
Like right now. Oh, it's about 2 million. And he says those that have criminal records that have come in here and broke the law or whatever.
So that means his wife gets to stay?
Well, she's not I don't know. I would assume. I think that if Melania Trump was not a U.S. citizen, I think they would have probably brought that out. I'm pretty sure that would have come out in some type of, I'm pretty sure. She might be from Slovenia. But I think she's a citizen. She's a U.S. citizen.
Because I think.
If by nothing else but marrying him.
How many kids they have?
They have one.
Just one girl?
And he's got all the, no, he's the little boy. Little boy? Oh, yeah. Okay. But then, Tanae, I can't with you in that Donald Trump face. I can't. Mm-hmm. So here we are again with another change to, because he ran heavily on, I'm kicking 11 million immigrants out. Obamacare, he's kind of softened on, and immigration. He said, when I kick these 2 million people out that have criminal records, he said, then I'll assess, you know,
accordingly.
Right, about the other ones. So this is what I'm saying. This interview even though I am not a Donald Trump fan, but this interview wasn't a bad interview. What it did for me was it gave me more insight to who he is and to what, you know, he's about. He was asked about the violence going on in his name around the country. School children are being bullied. I'm pretty sure you guys saw one school. I can't remember if it was New York or something. The little white boys walking down the hall with a Trump sign saying white power, white power. You know, Spanish kids are complaining about being bullied now. I was looking at a clip of a news article where a black woman, her face was sliced by a white man.
Oh, no.
I think this was in Ohio. He was just kicked out of a bar because he was yelling racial slurs. So they kicked him out of the bar. She just happened to be walking, and she says she looked at him, and he got mad and took out a knife, and you could see he sliced her face open. Mm. And, of course, yelling racial slurs, you know. I mean, they asked him about that, and what he said was, stop doing this in my name. You are not representing me. He's saying all of this violence against minorities, I am not for this. Mm-hmm. So stop saying my name, you know, when you are, you know, doing this stuff to people.
The people that's doing it, if they get charged, they should get really harsh sentences. Since you know, make a statement. Yeah. You're making a statement with everybody else.
You sure are. He says that it saddens him that blacks, Latinos, and Muslims are being harassed in his name.
It's still his fault.
What? How is he sad? And he's the reason why this is happening.
And tell me why you say he's the reason why it's happening.
Because he encouraged it. I'm not going to say
during his race, he did.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that he was the type of person who started it, because I would be lying if I said that.
Right,
because
it was there long before.
Yeah,
right.
But he encouraged it. He brought it to light, and I feel like he brought it to the light.
Yeah, and now that he's, you know, going to be president, oh, you're human now all of a sudden? Like, now you want to right all your wrongs that you allowed him to feel like this is what he would want. You know what I'm saying? So now you're trying to walk that line when you don't already struck that match.
Yeah. I kind of agree. I agree that your rhetoric on your campaign about, he didn't really say anything about blacks. I mean, let's talk about, I mean, you know, but Latinos minority and Muslims, your rhetoric on the campaign about this, I think you guys are right. I think it kind of put into people's minds, you know, that it's okay. We kicking y'all out of the country anyway. One school, I can't remember the name of it, has a very high Latino population. The whites in the lunchroom chanting, build that wall, build that wall.
And I don't understand how they feel so comfortable doing that. If they're outnumbered.
They feel emboldened. See, that's what I think all this rhetoric, all of this stuff that, you know, was allowed, that went on during the campaign, people feel emboldened now to say, you know, to, hey, Donald Trump said it.
Do y'all think Donald Trump's part of the KKK?
No, I don't.
I believe that Donald Trump used to be,
Donald Trump used to be a Democrat. You do know that, right?
Yeah.
He used to be a Democrat, and he used to love Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And Hillary Clinton.
Happened?
The election happened.
He wanted to win. So
I'm telling you.
He couldn't go up against Hillary side by side.
Exactly.
So he had to go from another angle.
And maybe because of what he felt kind of changed in the government that he, you know, didn't like, maybe. Because people change parties all the time. You know, do I think he's a racist? I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. I don't think he's a part of the. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He said that that no one should be afraid of him, and that people who are protesting just haven't gotten to know him yet.
So what about when he's telling people, you know, about violence at his campaign? Kick him out of here. Yeah, get him. In my country, we would punch him in the face.
And grabbing frontal parts.
Yeah, grabbing lips.
Well, he's just saying that he thinks that people are protesting him. And you know what? I think it's right. I think he's right about that, because nobody knows kind of what you're planning to do. We've heard your rhetoric, you know, on the campaign. So, you know, I think that no one kind of knows, you know, what it is that, you know, you. I don't think anybody knows him. So, you know, we're going to take our first break. We will be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us, continuing our discussion on Donald Trump. And I was talking about his 60 Minutes interview and how I actually, you know, again, I thought it was a good interview. You know, I think that I saw, well, I know that I saw, I'm a little bit more clearer about him, I think.
You're starting to be like him now with all these hand gestures.
Right? Yeah, well, I've always done that. I've always done my hand gestures.
You're changing.
No,
right before
no.
our eyes.
Right.
So he said that, yes, that the people are protesting. They're protesting because they don't know him. And he's saying that if they knew him, that, you know, they just, they wouldn't be, protesting like that.
You can only know what you're
showing. That's true.
Exactly.
That's true. And which is why people are protesting.
When people mm-hmm. show you who they are, believe them.
That's right.
Why shouldn't we believe that who he said he was is who he is
right.
now?
That's true.
Absolutely.
That's true. But again, what you are seeing is a departure of what his campaign stuff was. Because why not just keep it? What you've won already. Why not just keep saying the things that you said on the campaign trail?
Because he don't want things to get so out of control that he can't contain it.
How any more out of control on the stuff that he said?
Like with the protesting and stuff that's going on, he can trigger that if he wants to. He can add to it to make it worse. You
I
know,
don't think so.
As far as saying that he supports it. Yeah.
I don't think so, because the reason that they're protesting is because of the stuff that he said. What more could he say?
He can act as if he condoned it, and then it increases.
Yeah, because
and then it becomes wars and stuff.
Because, you know, during his little rallies that he was having, like in his basement with the people there.
Having rallies in his basement?
That's what it felt like.
What are you trying to say?
TV. I'm just saying, with the people that were there, he was encouraging violence against other people who were not for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there should be no way that a man can hit someone in the face and he's just like, yeah, that's what we do. You know, get him out of here.
What I was surprised about that was the two black boys didn't fight back.
Because
that's odd.
For what? Was it 100 black boys or just two?
Yeah, but still.
It's two black guys.
It was only one person that hit him.
Yeah, but as soon as two would have fought back, 80 would have jumped him.
Yeah,
but
still.
But not even that. Our black men are getting gunned down for saying hey.
For blinking.
So you think, so then why go there? If you're so scared and afraid, why go to the rally?
Because you don't think nobody's going to do something in the public
you,
eye like
that. Wasn't the first time violence was at a Donald Trump rally.
And then that old man, if that man would have hit my friend like that, I would have been on that ponytail.
That's what I'm saying.
But I would have also been charged with assault.
Well, but everybody saw.
I would have been charged with an assault, or attempt to kill with a deadly weapon. Yeah.
But everybody saw that. I don't think that you probably would have been charged with defending.
We see a lot of stuff.
And because that man probably already had cancer, I was going to get charged with death.
Who had cancer? He had
no,
cancer?
I'm just saying, hypothetically, like if he had other issues that just had nothing to do with me, but because I hit him, it just brought it out of him.
I think you would have got out of that, because I saw on national TV that he hit you first
in a body cast,
and then they're going to say, "Well, you know, you could have defended yourself, you could have blocked him, or you could have removed yourself from a situation. You didn't have to, you know, add to the fire. So we're going to recommend you both."
Both you and your friend.
Yeah, this is a veteran who served our country.
The reporter asked him, remember how he was saying he was going to lock Hillary up, lock her up. Remember how he said that when
he won. Yeah, in his bedroom.
he was going to get a special prosecutor to look into her emails because he didn't feel the FBI had really did her job. She asked him about that. And what he said was, he said, that is not on my priority list. He said,
so he denied saying it.
No, he didn't deny saying it, but he said that it's not on my priority list. He said, I want to rebuild this country and focus on that. So basically, I think what he basically said was, no, I'm not going to raise the special prosecutor to look into her emails.
That's assumption.
Which
he
which
said it's
another
not on
thing
his priority.
Of him that, backtracking
that's right.
of what he, you know, said on his campaign. He said, now this is a big one. He said that he would not seek to repeal gay marriage. This is a huge one. He said it's law. He said the Supreme Court has already said it's law. He said, I have no plans to go back and try to repeal.
Yeah, because it won't do no, it become the same outcome. How much power does he have to say no to
well,
it?
Well, Congress, he has full control over Congress now. You do know that, right?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
It's full of Republicans.
He's got full control over Congress. Trust me. He could. And when he puts his Republican on the Supreme Court.
So if that was to happen and they reverse it, the people that are legally married, what would that mean for them?
I don't know. I don't know if it meant that they would no longer recognize their marriage.
Yes.
Or would it mean that nobody else could get married?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you was married before this, you're good. Okay.
Yeah, nah, I'm not sure.
That's too much.
No, I think.
Do you know
we'll
how
see.
Much paperwork we had to change?
I bet.
And get in order for same sex marriage.
Yeah, I saw you on TV, Ronnie V.
Yes, I was on TV twice.
Pretending to work.
No, I was working. I'm telling
you,
I had
he
a
was pretending to
fantastic
work.
Time that night.
I told you, we not working pizzas. Teams to do that.
No, I did. I mean, I enjoyed the stories. I enjoyed just the happiness of everyone.
See, the stories and the happiness of everyone. I don't hear paperwork or the signing. I don't hear sorting, organizing.
It was a lot of people that came in there, didn't it? Wasn't
yeah,
it?
We didn't close. We didn't leave out till after 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Did they buy you lunch?
Two people said they was going to name their children after me.
Oh, wow. Wonder.
And we took, they came back after they got their marriage license. They came back and to take a picture with me. Mm-hmm. And like I say, it was great. It really was great.
Okay.
Did you at least get your eye boogers out?
Anyway.
Something is really wrong with her.
Anyway. But I thought that was really big because, again, a lot of his reporters, a lot of his supporters are really against gay marriage. So, I thought, now he never ran on he was going to try to, you know, do away with gay marriage. He didn't run on that. But that kind of appealed to his, his followers. Mm-hmm. So, it was interesting that he would say that. He said that he would not take the $400,000 a year presidential salary.
It's beneath him.
He says that he just doesn't, I mean, he's a multi-billionaire. He's saying, I'm not taking anything from this country. So where that money's going to go, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's going to.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get my letter together. I'm going to need some donations.
You think you're getting some donations? She don't need no money either. I mean, trust me. But which I don't think that this is such a big deal. People are saying, oh, you know, he's not going to. Okay. If I was worth $10 billion, I wouldn't care about it either.
I would.
If I was that child, I would. Dati, what are you doing? That's exactly what I would be telling him. What are you doing?
How much does Obama get?
All presidents get $400,000
a year.
You're
not listening. Ring that bell.
That's it?
Yeah, but you know that. Well, you know, all of them are multimillionaires. But anybody who goes into politics doesn't go in it for the money because there's no money to be made. They're already wealthy when they get into politics. You know what I'm saying? That's why most of your politicians are business owners. All of them are already multimillionaires anyway, because, I mean, $400,000 to us is a lot of money, but for running a country and the headache that you go through, that ain't nothing. So, you know, like Obama was a multimillionaire when he became president.
Hmm. Obama?
Yes, he's worth like over $11 million, I think they said. He's very wealthy when he became president. So, He says that he doesn't like the Electoral College system because he thinks it's rigged and corrupt. Now, I found that odd because we all know that he won on the Electoral College. You know, he got the most votes. Mm-hmm. And the lady was like, yeah, but didn't you win it? You know, you won the Electoral College. And he was like, yeah, but that doesn't mean that I like it. I mean, it's the system now. Mm-hmm. So I can't just change it. You know, it's how it's done now. But he says that he really does not like it. And they say that the Electoral College was established to, I think they said something about give each state, no matter, you know, something, you mm-hmm. know, like that. So I thought that was very interesting. I thought that was very interesting. So I don't know if he's planning to, I don't know if you can, I guess Congress could, I'm not sure, but I thought that was interesting how he said that he, you know, he didn't like it. Melania, his wife, is from Slovenia. Like, I didn't know where she was from. I have no idea what Slovenia is, but she's from Slovenia. And the interviewer asked her about, like, what did you think about the, you know, the campaign? And she basically said it was a nasty campaign. She said that when things got rough in the campaign, she urged him to watch himself. Like, she told him, okay, you need to calm down, you know, and stop going on. So the big thing was when she told him to stop using social media in a negative way. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was very interesting because the lady was like, well, you know, you say that you want to stop cyberbullying, but your husband is the biggest cyberbullier. And she was like, yeah, she said, I told him. She said, but Donald does what Donald wants to do. She said, but I told him, stop going on social media, picking on people. It's basically what she said she told him. But she basically said he didn't listen to her. So, you know. I thought the interview was just, I mean, I you really should have seen it. I thought the interview, and again, I'm still skeptical about a Donald Trump presidency, you know, because I still don't know what it looks like. So I
thought it was. Nobody knows that's true. The nobody trouble knows. We're in.
What I am concerned about is some people in his circle, they're supposed to be like drafting papers or something to propose a mandated Muslim registry. So basically, if you are here in this country and you are a Muslim, they're trying to make you register. Hmm. Which, you know, we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us. Hey, thanks for coming back with us, continuing our discussion on Donald Trump and, you know, his 60 Minutes interview. But as I said before we went to break, people in his circle are proposing a mandated Muslim registry. So if you are a Muslim and you are in this country, they want you to be registered. So like, and add it like to this list. And they're saying that it is for the security of the nation. They're saying that not all Muslims are terrorists, but there are those out there who want to harm us, and that this is a way to keep an eye on them.
So this that seems like discrimination.
Yeah, it is.
It's targeting.
So when things happen, what are you going to do? Be able to just say, hey, that was her. Like, are they going to make them take their scarves off their head as well and take pictures without those?
I don't know.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I do get a little nervous when I see them with that on their heads, and it covers their noses, and it's, you see their eyes and their toes.
You're talking about the women. Yes. I think they're called burkas.
Yeah, I kind of get a little
You get nervous when you see that? Why? Why do you get nervous with that?
I just get a little nervous because I just think to myself, I don't know who that is.
So you agree with this Muslim registry?
No, I don't. I don't agree with that. But I was just like, I feel like that's discriminating against them. You know, and then what's next? A black registry?
See, to me, this is a very slippery slope that we're going down, because when you open the door
like a snowball
for
effect.
Something like that, see, people are okay with it now because they're not Muslim.
Exactly. And it don't affect them directly.
What we say all the time on the show is that we turn a blind eye to things when we are not directly affected by it. She'll get her mic mute in just a second. But when you allow for something like that to happen, you are opening up a door, because today Muslims, tomorrow who?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I was looking at, I can't remember, Megyn Kelly, the Fox News lady that Trump just went after. They were just like in wars. And she had this guy on her show who approved of a Muslim registry. And he was saying, well, we've done it before. We did it with Japanese. And she was like, but that doesn't mean that we should do it again. Yeah. We've had slavery here before. So should we reinstitute slavery because we did it before? And I'm saying, you know, again, today Muslims, what if tomorrow it's Christians? You've already set a precedence for it. What if it's tomorrow the LGBT community? You know, what if it's tomorrow blacks? What if it's Catholics? You've already set, and just like he said, well, we've done it before. So is that going to be the argument? Well, we've done this before. We can, you know, we should be able to do it now. So I don't know. I think we need to be careful. We need to be very careful with stuff like this, because, you know,
it can go bad very quickly.
It really can. It really can, because you've set a precedence for it.
Yeah, and then what about the people who are going to feel like they're targeted? I mean, I it would be, in my mind, some type of retaliation, feeling hurt, hatred, embarrassed.
For people who are American citizens. And again, not every Muslim is a terrorist.
Yeah. And then what kind of Muslims are they talking here?
I think anybody it's like Muslim from different, you know, like from other Muslim nations, you know.
Yeah, I don't agree with this at all.
Yeah, this is crazy. Omarosa, y'all remember Omarosa, right?
Yes.
You know, she was a huge Trump supporter. And remember, she was called on to be the director of African American outreach.
Somebody hit her lips.
No. Wow. She told 2020 that her black friends have abandoned her because of her support for Trump. She's saying that she has no black friends anymore.
Did she ever?
She did. She was in tears, and she said, I was called every single racial slur in the book that you could direct towards an African American by African Americans.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't agree with that. I mean, I don't agree with her. Look, you support who you want to support.
And it's their decision whether they want to be her friends or not.
Well, I think, you know, this election was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And it really did divide. This country is truly divided. And it got nasty. And people on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Facebook, I mean, people for him saying nasty racial things, people that are against him saying disrespectful things. I mean, this election is one unlike any I've ever seen. And so, you know, she says that she went on to say that her friends and family members had cut her out of their lives.
That's not going to last long, Omarosa, because they're going to need you again for your money.
What money? She got money. Oh, what money she got?
Well, she cut off then.
She said, including
it ain't nothing to cut that trick off.
Including one friend who was supposed to be a bridesmaid in her upcoming spring wedding, which I didn't know.
To who?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, who, girl, who are you marrying? Who are you getting married to? But
Trump's son.
Trust me, no.
The anteater.
Trust me, no son
of
Trump
kind of favor,
wouldn't marry.
Don't they kind of favor anteaters, that
who?
Son?
I, you know what? I don't really look
not
at
nice.
Them that much.
Not nice.
I don't know. Mm. Well, Omarosa, we hope everything works out for you.
Eric Lee hopes everything works out for you.
We hope everything works out for you. You wouldn't want somebody to be against you because you were a Hillary supporter.
It wouldn't make a difference to me because I stand by my beliefs. And if you don't want to, you know.
Well, she stands by her beliefs, too. But she's just saying that a lot of people, you know, I mean,
I wouldn't look at it as bad
as
if some of my friends stopped talking to me because I supported something they did not. You know what I would do? I would help hold the door open and
right.
hope it didn't
you
hit
You would
them.
Say, well, you know what? Good riddance. You want a good friend of mine anyway.
I would say, who? Which one are you again? Right.
Yeah, you say that now, but it'll be a
yeah,
different story.
Yeah, be crying, calling mm-hmm. us. Y'all wouldn't come play.
It would be a different story
Only
if that truly happened to
Only thing I do
is
go out to eat.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So the executives at Facebook are wondering if they had anything to do with impacting the elections. They literally held a board meeting. And they're trying to decide if they, because they're coming under fire is basically what I'm saying. And people are saying that they allowed racist memes and alt-right rhetoric to be posted. So they're saying.
They did. But anytime anything else is inappropriate, like. It comes down without you even knowing. But
and not only that, but they also allowed Hillary supporters to say what they wanted to say on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But Hillary supporters weren't, you know, racist. You know, I think that's what people are saying.
Yeah.
Like you allowed this kind of extreme racism, you know, on your, you know, on your
site.
Right, on your site. So.
Tasteless.
One post said that Pope Francis had endorsed Trump, which wasn't true at all. So I'm assuming that what people are basically saying was you've allowed lies, you know, you've allowed, you know, this stuff to be on your site, and it probably persuaded mm-hmm. some. Which isn't that what social media is?
Yeah,
I mean Hillary was on social media too. Mm-hmm. I mean, think of how many people. You know, that, you know, she swayed to vote for her. But again, Hillary's rhetoric was not like Donald Trump's rhetoric.
Absolutely. She did not promote violence,
right.
discrimination,
racism, right.
sexism.
Right.
None of that.
So I think that that's basically what people are saying, you know, about mm-hmm. it was I was watching the news and there was a veteran that was shot. Here in North Carolina, some city here in North Carolina, I can't remember what it was. And they were trying to say that they think it was because he had a Trump sign in his yard. Now, the sheriff of that town said, okay, there is no proof mm-hmm. that this man was shot because he had a Trump sign in his yard. But so they're asking the FBI and the SBI to come in and investigate. Because everybody said this man didn't, you know, he was a Trump supporter, but he lived in like a black neighborhood and said that he was very nice to everybody. And again, just because someone's opinion is different, doesn't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we need to embrace diversity.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to believe everything, you know, the same way. We're going to have difference of opinions, and we have to be able to be okay with that.
So speaking of opinions, mm-hmm. how would you feel if you had a friend who supported the opposite party of you and almost kind of displayed such behavior where you would kind of question, how could you feel this way if we are friends? How would you treat that friendship? How would you go about that?
Feel what way?
Like if you had a friend who was supporting Trump mm-hmm. and they made racial slurs about, you know, build that wall, and you happen to be Hispanic or you happen to be of some other origin of different of her, You know, how would you be able to feel about that?
I you know what? Honestly, I would feel a certain kind of way about it. I would feel a certain kind of, not that my friend supported Donald Trump, but because of this racial, you know, you agree with, you know, this racial stuff, mm-hmm. you know, that he's saying, especially towards me, mm-hmm. you know, and then let me know that you support, you know, the thing, you know, the racism towards me.
So I've been getting some questions from coworkers, and one of the questions from a Prissy, she basically asked, do you think if it's possible if for someone to vote for a party, either or Hillary or Trump, and not agree with their character, not agree with them as a person? Is it possible to separate the two?
Yes.
And why do you feel that way?
I think that in Trump's case, I think that a lot of people actually felt that the country was going in the wrong direction. I think that a lot of people actually felt, it's like, okay, I'll give you an example. Bill Clinton. Okay. Mm-hmm. All this stuff about Monica Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. All this stuff. You know, I don't know about the people that say he, you know, sexually harass them, but the Monica Lewinsky thing, does him being a bad husband make him a bad president?
I don't think that's the same thing.
It is the same thing. That's what you're saying. You're saying his character was awful. You cheating on your wife and then doing this stuff in the White House, in the Oval Office, which is where they said it took place, I think. That was reprehensible to me, but do I think he was a bad president? Absolutely not. Did he use poor judgment and poor character? Yes, he did. So that's kind of how I see it. I can like certain things about you and not like other things about you and still be your friend.
We're going to have to ask that question again to people,
yeah,
because it is a very powerful question. Ronnie V, so the question stated, I'm gonna say it for you again, I'm kind of puzzled right now. The question was, is it possible for someone to vote for either Hillary or Trump, if they do not agree with their character as a person? Can you separate the two from president and just a actual person? Or do you think they all go together?
I think it should all go together, but I agree that some people had no choice but to vote like that because we don't agree with certain things they did, but we still had to vote for somebody. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And let's take Hillary's emails. I think it was dumb for her to use her personal server for emails. I think that was a poor lapse in judgment, but I still voted for her because, you know, I still thought she was the best person for the job.
Between the two.
Right. Me, just like on the flip side, a Donald Trump supporter saying, some of the stuff I don't agree with him saying, things like that, but I still think that he would be a better president than Hillary Clinton. So I do think that it's possible for, you know, you to like what somebody is saying but, you know, not like everything about the person, mm-hmm. you know. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Thanks for coming back with us, talking about Tanae's question about whether or not people should be able to separate what someone says from their character. Isn't that kind of what the question was?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, I do. Just like Ronnie V and I both said, you know, I gave you two examples, you know, me supporting Hillary I think she did a, I think it was a poor judgment for her to use, you know, national emails on a private server. Anybody can hack. Well, apparently they can hack the government service too, but you know, that's a little bit harder than that. But again, I still think that she, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life. There are some things about the Democrat Party that I don't agree with, but it's more, the stuff that I agree with is more than the stuff that I don't. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So I still am a Democrat. So, you know, that's why I say.
Well, you know, for these last few moments that we have, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Why do you guys think that Hillary did not win?
Well, we had this discussion last week. You were out. I think, number one, because she's a woman. And I think that people were a little bit afraid about having a woman as president. You know, people always say that women are emotional. Remember, I had made that joke the first time about, and I really do think that that is the reason, you know, I think it's one of the big reasons why she lost is because she's a woman. I was reading, they were saying that she didn't connect with the white working class.
I don't think she really put herself out there to her full capacity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of the things that Trump said or did, he was there. He was everywhere.
Right.
And I just really think, like, me and Tanae discussed one time before, you came out there, you know, with Jay-Z and Beyonce. You thought, oh, let me just grab my black voters. But I don't think she she really, you know.
Hey. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
I said what you said. I gave you credit for that.
That's what that's what they're saying. They're saying that she didn't focus on rural white America, blue-collar working class Americans. She did not focus on them like Trump did. Mm-hmm. He appealed to them. And what made it so strange is that the states that Barack won both times came out overwhelmingly for him. Because Barack's speech helped the working class people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that it helped him get elected. But they're saying that Hillary didn't do that.
Yeah, I didn't really see Hillary towards the end. That's when I really started to notice her more. But I did kind of, you know, I kind of looked at her social media, and I saw a lot of pictures with rappers, and, you know, I mean, Obama can do that. I'm gonna be honest, Obama, he can do it. He can stand beside Daffy Duck, and I would still vote for him. But Hillary, I don't think you could do that. Not for me, because I don't relate to Beyonce. I mean, I'm equally as fabulous as her, but I don't relate to her. I don't relate to Jay-Z. My lips are not.
Why do you not when you say relate to them, what do you mean?
Because I don't see them. They don't, to in my mind, they don't represent me.
Why?
Because they have a lot of money. They don't have the problems.
What in fresh?
They don't have the problems that I would have. I don't relate to Beyonce and Jay-Z as much as I would if she was like an average, you know, like in a neighborhood. I would feel like she's more inviting, and it would appeal to me more. Now, if I was in the White House too, I feel very connected. If I was in the White House shaking hands and
I feel connected to Beyonce and Jay-Z because I don't look at their money, just them being black and the black experience. Because, well, Beyonce was kind of upper middle class when she. Well, we talked about Lil Wayne last week too, but Jay-Z grew up in the project, dirt poor, gunshots all around. You know. Yeah. Cover yourself. So because that he's made something out of himself, I don't feel that he's out of reach to me. Like I'm not one of those ones that feel that.
I want to see Hillary in my neighborhoods. I want to see her with people that I know.
Did you see Obama in your neighborhoods?
Yeah. Well, he came down to the HBCU. He came more relatable. Mm-hmm. Than Hillary did. I'm gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still gonna vote for Hillary. I did vote for Hillary, but. Right. Obama did more for people that were like in my generation. He did more and appeared more in that.
He appealed more, and that's what they're saying
and
too.
Spoke more
that
to
she
me
didn't.
That way.
She didn't reach millennials.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what they said.
She put 100% out there.
Really?
She felt. I think at some point she felt like she had it way too early.
I can agree with that.
And not even understanding why she felt that way, because, like I said, you wasn't out there. You wasn't. It's like promoting a record.
I'm going to tell you why she felt that way, because the polls were wrong. You know, all the polls had her up 7 points, but the polls were wrong.
How were they wrong, though? I don't understand that. Explain that to me.
Well, first of all, like my uncle said, well, they didn't come poll me. So, I don't know how she, but they're saying, and like we talked last week, that the people that were voting for Trump did not say they were voting for Trump. Like the poll, like if you'd have came to my house and said, well, who are you voting for? And I'd have said, Hillary, but really, truly, when I went to that poll, I voted for Trump.
Oh, so they documented those.
Well, nobody knocked on your door. I had 3 people knock on my door.
I had a whole lot of people knock on my door.
But you didn't answer. I did. I answered it. And they asked.
You got to realize they was at my job. They were everywhere. So I'm like, no.
Yeah. But that's how they poll. They poll that way.
So it wasn't actually wrong. It's just people lied.
Well, yeah, but it was wrong. I mean, it was wrong. Well, that's one of the reasons. I don't know if that's true or not, but they're saying that's one of the reasons why the polling was off so much, was because people who were ashamed, really, that they were voting for Trump didn't come out and say it.
Yeah, because a lot of people who did not vote, I'm going to say in like 8-9 years, came out to vote for Trump.
Just like they came out and voted for Barack.
Exactly.
They came out and voted for Trump because, again, he
appealed
to the working class white America that they felt had been, that their voices weren't heard.
Absolutely.
And so that's why they really said that he won.
Trump was in these sticks and stones with these people.
Breaking bones.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people were saying, you're out with Jay-Z and Beyonce and all those people, while he's down here. Don't talk about Red Lobster, girl. Because
I'm going to Joe's.
I love me some Red Lobster.
You going to Joe's Crab Shack?
So I want to get to this story. A West Virginia, did y'all hear about the racist mayor and the people in West Virginia?
Yeah, I think that they had to resign, right?
Well, a West Virginia official, Clay County Development Corporation Director Pamela Taylor.
That's a mouthful.
All right. Took to Facebook and shared a racist message about First Lady Michelle Obama. She says, it will be refreshing to have a classy, beautiful, dignified First Lady in the White House. I'm tired of seeing an ape in heels. Then the mayor.
She should be sentenced.
Then the mayor of Clay County went to Facebook and said, you just made my day, Pam.
So they got both of them.
So she took the post down, of course, because she got so much flack about it. She was fired, the Pamela Taylor, and then the mayor resigned.
And I hope they both go hold hands and.
The mayor was named Beverly Whaling, and she was the mayor of Clay City.
Beverly the Beaver.
And she responded, first of all, how dumb are, I just saw about a police officer who did a post online, and he got fired. When are people going to understand that this social media stuff is ruining their lives?
They are untouchable. They're like, hey, I mean, someone can shoot a man in broad daylight in front of 20 cameras. I can't make one Facebook post.
Well, not when it's racist like that. See, there are some things that I talk amongst my kitchen table that I don't go on Facebook and put up there. Mm-hmm. You don't put everything on social media.
But I just want to ask Beverly. Beverly, hold on. It's Beverly, who is the classy, what is it, classy, beautiful?
That was Pamela Taylor that said that.
I'm sorry, Beverly.
Let me read that again. Mm-hmm. It will be refreshing to have a classy.
Who?
Beautiful,
who?
Dignified,
who?
First Lady in the White House.
All right.
Now who she was talking? I'm assuming she was talking about Melania Trump, the porn model.
No, she didn't do porn. Did she do Playboy?
She did porn.
It wasn't, It wasn't Playboy either.
It was soft porn.
It was magazine. She posed nude for magazines.
So she was. So go say that. Say that one more time.
Classy.
Trashy.
Beautiful.
Hooker.
She is pretty though. Melania Trump is pretty.
When was she not squinting?
Dignified.
That means she was digging. She was dug in. So. Yeah, dignified.
Because she was tired of seeing an ape in heels.
So was that ape her mother or not?
No, the ape was Michelle Obama. Oh. That's what she was saying. There was a petition that was signed by over 2,000 people in the town. And really, yeah, saying, okay, you need to get up out of here.
Oh, I was about to say, they agree?
No, you need to get up out of here.
And when they fired her.
They fired Pamela Taylor.
I would have been standing right there all 2,000
I had to make
people.
Her wear an ape suit.
And Beverly Whaling had to resign. Pamela Taylor, who wrote, yes, so they both, like I said, Pamela's been fired and Beverly was resigned. I'm pretty sure somebody said, okay, girl, you need to get your butt up out of here.
It baffles me how you can think that a woman who has showed her body to
that's what I say
not her husband
that's amazing to me
everyone and
was she his wife
words?
When she was
no,
showing her
no she was
stuff.
Not no and it was and I will say to her defense it was a long time ago
okay
it was a long time ago but yet and still how yeah. how are you going to you know talk about Michelle and her classy self and compare her to Melania Trump. And it's only because she's white. So that's why she's classy and, you know, beautiful.
Yeah, because,
and
because, girls, showing your body to millions of people is so classy and dignified.
That's what they think. That's what they think. Mm-hmm. Well, that is all the time we have for today. We thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.